top of the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The focus on Americana, beginning of another great American day. It's often the way you hear me get started here on the program, especially in this hour. An end, I suppose, a chapter, a long, healthy, good, wholesome chapter in American history. I suppose it could be considered good news that the four members of the crew of the Space Shuttle Atlantis have landed in the last 10 minutes at Cape Kennedy in Florida. And with that comes the bittersweet realities that face the people who are in that area, Melbourne, the Space Coast, it's called, Cape Canaveral. It's an area that I've become extraordinarily familiar with because of my interest in the space program and my being at four of the launches. That's certainly no record. John Harper.
That's pretty lucky, though, Doug.
I said yesterday, if I could take the television camera in here and zoom it in on a couple of the things that are on the wall behind me, both of them are shots of one of them is, as a matter of fact, I think this is Atlantis landing at night at Kennedy. And then there's another picture of, I believe, but I'm not, I have to get up and look at it, of one of them taking off at one of the launches that I attended. Through the years, I've also become friends with my attendants at these things, with a fellow who runs one of our affiliates, and it is the main radio station in the area where the Space Center is. John Harper has just spent the last hour describing the situation at Cape Canaveral, watching this thing, the Atlantis, doing what it's always done, John. Glad to have you here. I'm sorry that the circumstances aren't more to our liking, that is your liking, my liking, and the liking of the people who support this wonderful program. One of the great things that America has done in the last 50, 60 years is show our stuff through the space program. And now it's a sad, sort of a shallow picture of its former self, is it not?
Well, Doug, as I speak to you this morning, and good morning from the Kennedy Space Center, as dawn approaches the Kennedy Space Center here on the Atlantic Ocean, dusk approaches the NASA space program and the shuttle program as it has come to an end. 30 years of space shuttle flights originating here from the Kennedy Space Center about 15 minutes ago came to a conclusion as Space Shuttle Atlantis landed for one last time on runway 15 here at the Kennedy Space Center. And as you said, Doug, at the outset of our conversation, kind of bittersweet. It was a picture-perfect flight, a picture-perfect mission for the Space Shuttle Atlantis, STS-135, on its final mission. It held the flag proudly for the space program and for the shuttle program here at the Kennedy Space Center. But as I mentioned then a moment ago, it's dusk as the space program comes to an end and the Kennedy Space Center and the NASA program altogether approaches an era of uncertainty due to budgetary cutbacks, people in Congress, our president not believing in the space program, and a lot of other issues going on, and leaves many of us here on the space coast of Florida at the Kennedy Space Center shaking our heads in bewilderment, wondering what's going to happen next and when will we be able to enjoy the greatness that the space shuttle program has shown our country and the world over the past 30 years.
Just as an aside, I did look at the picture that I have from Jay Honeycutt. It was STS-75, which was Atlantis, going up in, I believe, February of 1996. And as I look at that and I think about what you've just said, and it isn't, this is not politics because both unenlightened leaders of the last 10 years have sort of embraced this. And you got to wonder what it is that they don't get. And I don't mean, this is not a political discussion. It's a general overview. It's and I'm loath to start complaining because it doesn't do any good. But it is troubling to have this sort of reality. And we look at the school systems and what used to be taught about sciences and the things that supported our mission in space. I do think we have a mission. I think we have a need. I think we certainly have a desire because we're inquisitive, maybe becoming less so because we become dolts in front of screens, and that's the only thing that seems to be of value to people these days. Who can they tweet, and who is their connection on Facebook, and you know, this kind of stuff, which is all well and good in a sense in terms of connecting. But it doesn't, I mean, the science of building the iPad and the iPod and the, you know, the various consumable communications things that go with that are nothing compared to what it took to get men to go and women to fly in space.
And, absolutely. And Doug, as you know, you've been here for four shuttle launches over the past 30 years. You know how magnificent it is to see one of these machines take off and the power behind them and so many thousands of components that have to work together simultaneously to make all of this happen. And it's all been American ingenuity, and I'm afraid we're losing the edge as a result of the space shuttle program now being just a memory.
Well, you have to look no further than, you know, this kind of says something to me. American Airlines announced yesterday it's going to buy 450 new planes. 250 of them were going to come from Europe instead of buying them from Boeing, the American plane maker. There's just whatever it is that's going on here in business and in sociology, psychology, America is not at the top even for Americans. The Boeing plane is a far superior plane to the Airbus in many different ways. But yet, this for expediency purposes, we have a global community. And many of the things that went into these shuttles were made elsewhere. Put together by people. I'm reminded of my days wandering around down there, going into those hangars, and the men all in white, the white hats, like they were in a hospital. They were that protected, that careful when it came to work.
Sterile atmosphere, yeah.
Yeah, right. And going into that largest building in the world where they assembled
the
all of this
stuff.
The
vehicle assembly building,
I mean, all of these things developed by Americans, American technology. And this is not rah-rah me raising the flag. It just doesn't seem to have any damn practicality to it.
Well, in our lifetime, Doug, the space shuttle program and the entire space program in general, going back to the days of Mercury, Apollo, Gemini, don't want to exclude Gemini, and, of course, the space shuttle itself, it endeared such greatness in us as Americans, a feeling of pride, accomplishment, and I am quite confident that as a result of the space shuttle program, so many young Americans have been dedicated their lives to doing things, whether it be space-related or in medicine or in whatever the field may be, but it's given us such great pride in our country, and I'm concerned we don't have anything to look forward to now.
Gus Grissom's suborbital flight took place on this date 50 years ago. You remember that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And where were you then? What do you remember about that day? Were you at the station? I'm trying to remember what I know about you from before you were at MEL.
You're talking about when Grissom first went up?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was in elementary school at that time. But I remember.
I think I got you beat by a few years.
I remember very well, Doug, how that inspired the nation.
Yeah.
In fact, Doug, it inspired me. If you allow me, I'll just make this real quick, 30 seconds. I know you're short on time, but quite often I'm asked to give speeches to people here in the community and elsewhere. And many times I tell them, well, I had an opportunity to do three great things in my life. I always wanted, when I was a young kid, I wanted to be a president like John F. Kennedy.
Right.
I wanted to be able to report on the space program like Walter Cronkite, and I wanted to be an astronaut. And I always end my speech by saying, well, I got two out of three. I became president of my own company here at WMAL Radio, and I got to report on all of the space shuttle flights over the past 30 years. So two out of three ain't bad, I guess.
What do you know about the private companies that are now going to be doing some of the cargo runs? There's a certain Richard Branson and that ilk have captured our imagination with their ideas for private space flight, which I think is very appropriate as well. What do you know about some of the, are they going to use the Kennedy Space Center for launches? Because this is,
yes. Doug, in fact, it was just announced, this is Thursday, it was just announced on Tuesday that a company right here at the Kennedy Space Center called United Launch Alliance, ULA, they're the ones that launch and they're responsible for the Delta IV rockets, the heavy rockets that lift all of our satellites into orbit. In fact, we just had a launch last week of a GPS satellite that was launched from here. And the Kennedy Space Center and specifically NASA just entered this past Tuesday into a joint operating agreement with the United Launch Alliance to have the ULA, as it's known here, to have them launch a new version of a space capsule on top of one of those Delta rockets here from the Kennedy Space Center, technically from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And so that's something new that just came about, and it looks like within probably 2 or 3 years, we're going to be launching astronauts back into orbit on board one of these United Launch Alliance Delta rockets, and it'll be in the form of a capsule like the way the Gemini and the Apollo program was, sitting on top of this Delta rocket. So the space business is still alive. I don't know if it's well, but it is still alive. And, of course, the commercial end of the space business with launching rockets for private industry, that's still a very, very, very big aspect of what is done here at the Kennedy Space Center and the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, the commercial aspect of launching rockets. So, again, with this news, Doug, of the United Launch Alliance and the NASA program developing a new space capsule to go on top of the Delta rocket, that brings some hope and, of course, jobs back here to the Kennedy Space Center that we're all very grateful to be able to have.
I'm looking at some pictures, a lot of internet usage of the picture. For example, the picture was taken from the space station of the shuttle as it takes its last it takes itself away for the last time and trying to figure out actually what the landmass is underneath it. I'm looking at that. But, you know, again, there's nothing about this that's been bad other than we've lost some people through this, you know, the whole thing. We had some people that didn't do their work, and so sadly it ended up in the death of seven people the first time around, and there was the other. I think it was Challenger, wasn't it, the second one?
Right, right. Challenger and Columbia.
Columbia, yeah.
And I think, Doug, overall, when you look back on the space shuttle program, it's been highly successful.
Yeah.
And here with the conclusion this morning of the landing of Space Shuttle Atlantis, a textbook landing and just a mission that was so perfect. And it gives you a lot of pride in what we as Americans can do. And to conclude, that's what we're going to be lacking here. We need to get back on track and
yep.
get something going, up and running, so we can get back into that leadership position.
The good news here is this flight and so many of the others have provided wonderful imagery, looking at this thing above the Earth, the peace and quiet that can be found, that we all sort of desire, what we want, what we search for, isn't that far away, frankly. I mean, we can find it here. But it's very easy to find just a couple of hundred miles above the surface of the planet. Maybe that's part of what we think about as the space shuttle is finished and so many people's careers are over. God bless the time that you and I have spent there. I'm thinking about Jay Honeycutt and what he meant. You've probably spent plenty of time with him over the years.
Right.
He was a real inspiration in a lot of ways, as are a lot of these other men and women who have worked through this thing.
Absolutely.
So, John, thank you for being here. John Harper from WMEL on top of the space shuttle over the years and a proud affiliate of Good Day. Good to have you here. 21 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Barack Obama spoke today about the need to send a man into space, the man he wants to send, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
NASA is now considering a much smaller craft to replace the space shuttle, and it's being described as a space taxi. Have you heard of this? It's true. Yeah, NASA says the space taxi can do everything the space shuttle does, except pick you up if you're black.
There you go. 23 after the hour, 24, actually almost 25 past, on the Good Day program, Thursday the 21st of July. We are two-thirds of the way through the month of July already, as hard as that is to swallow. I'm having a hard time swallowing the fact that the Space Shuttle program is over. Your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Some Facebook fans following this. The decision to retire the shuttles was made 3 years ago. During the previous administration, so stop blaming this one party or this one president. What is so dramatic about decommissioning 35-year-old technology? No car lasts that long. It's an interesting overview of it, right?
Hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, let's see here. Somebody named Woody says, there seems to be some confusion among folks as to why the shuttle program is ending. Hopefully, we'll understand that these were 35 years old and no longer were they good, were they not prior. It's kind of like, I was talking a few minutes ago about American Airlines announcing yesterday is going to buy 450 new planes over the next 5 years to replace a lot of their older Boeing planes, and half of them are going to be Airbus crap cans. And I think that's a sad statement on the reality. Boeing is having a lot of labor problems. And the unions, you know, see, this is what the union movement, those of you who are union members, you see what you're doing to this country? To see, this will cause a stir, Richie, me saying this. I'm going to bet. Do you see what you're doing? The unions cost Boeing 200 planes that American would have bought from them had they not been worried about whether they could get them built in the next 5 or 6 years because of all the labor unrest. Now, you can say it's management because they're greedy, blah, 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 blah. I don't necessarily think that that's the case, and I don't want to turn this into this sort of an upside-down view, but we just are not getting it here. We don't have a grasp of the reality of the competition that we're faced with now around the world, and the competition beats us. 250 planes in a formerly all-Boeing fleet. It's, as this one a person says about the space shuttle, it's a sad, sad day. I don't see it that way. Here's another one that says, truly a sad day in American history where budget woes trump science and technology. Moving forward, now we have to rely on the Ruskies and their old spacecraft to get to the space station. There's something to be said for that. Where is the money going? We have budget problems. Okay, so where are we spending the money?
There's been a big flap. You may have seen it, Richie, Jennifer.
What's that?
About money that we are sending to countries to rebuild mosques. Have you heard that big to-do?
No, it doesn't surprise me, though.
Yeah
money
it
totally doesn't
is being
me.
Used to rebuild. I have no problem. Rebuild churches, whatever. But why are we doing that? Why is foreign aid going to countries to rebuild anything when we have this sort of reality here? Phil writes, beyond words, one of the few government programs with a positive return, now gone. A proud day for those who have tried to socialize our great country. This is the jobs program. I was taking a shot at Obama. What a disgrace that the political scumbags use this occasion to spew their lies and propaganda. Our greatest achievement in science and technology leveraged to the point of collapse by the retardation of politics. And, you know, I mean, there's something to be said for that, too, I suppose. Not very positive, but here's somebody who says, Tony says, what an awesome chapter in the history of our country, space discovery. I grew up on it as a kid, and I love it. All right, so that's good, right? Let's see here. The ugly truth is that it's a sad day for America. The uniqueness of America destroyed by the power of politics. Russia and China will now take the leadership in this role in our world. I think there are a lot of people who think that and don't like, I mean, talking about it, what do we do? Here's somebody else who writes, it's the end of something great. Let's keep spending money I'll read it. Let's keep sending money to Muslim countries. I think there's priorities and realities and stuff. How do people get this stuff so screwed up?
Because there's just too much of it out there.
Yeah, or too much of what?
There's so much going on that it's just,
life
just too easy to get greedy.
Yeah. Life is like a rose. We do not know when it sheds its leaves. All right, it's 29 past the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert, just way hotter. The point of it all, if I survive, still you're.
Yes, it is. No matter what they say, Jennifer, it's going to be all right. It's going to be a good day.
You know why? Because we're here.
Woo-hoo. Good morning. It's 34 past the hour, and Doug Steffen's good day. Getting Doug's video stream fired up for you so you can see him jumping around his little farmhouse studio in all of his glory. Which is a treat.
Not all of his glory.
Yeah.
This is a family show.
Because you never know whether he's going to be wearing his boxers with the flames on them. What god-awful T-shirt that he's been handed by who knows where that he's going to wear on the farm today to work with.
Yeah, I don't think he throws out much.
No, he doesn't throw out anything at all.
Recycle, and I don't think he ever makes it into dust rags either.
Michael is trying to dial you so that we can get you on the video. So we're trying to figure out what you're probably wearing today so everybody can go over to the video and see you.
I'm not on the video though yet.
No, he was just trying to dial you, but you weren't there.
Well, I have a leak.
You have a leak?
I have a bad leak.
Where's your
and
leak?
And there's water spraying all over the place in my cellar, and so I'm trying to deal with that with apologies.
Meanwhile, that's not exciting. That's not good, Dougie.
Yeah, it is. But it is. You know what I want to spend a minute or two talking about from your perspective, Jennifer, and from Richie's perspective? It's 25 for the hour, by the way. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich at the controls in our studio in Washington. There's been a lot of discussion about migraine headaches and Michelle Bachmann and her circumstance. This is not necessarily about her, although I do think you can make an argument that the way it's being presented by many men in the news media is sexist. And I'm not one who likes to go down. I mean, like, you can go down any street you want to go down and you can claim anything you want to claim. You can say anything that you want. Opinion-wise or otherwise, whether you agree or disagree, this is a sexist discussion. Would it be the same if, let's say, Newt Gingrich had migraines? would it be the same focus? Would people be all over this, regardless of how badly she's handled it? Again, this is not about her. It's about whether it would be treated differently if the discussion was about a man running for president than a woman.
Because women always have to overperform in these types of roles.
So how do we change that? How do we get people to understand how sort of silly it is that we have, if silly is the right word, maybe there's another word. It just seems to me this has been, in a way, overblown. But the other side of it is, I'm learning a lot about migraines, and Dr. Ken is going to be here in a few minutes. We're not going to talk about that, but it is a discussion that we ought to have at some point in time about what causes migraines. She said it was her high-heeled shoes, which is patently ridiculous, absurd, and stupid.
Is it Jennifer?
No.
I'll tell you, I've worn some high heel shoes that have pained me no end. They've not caused a migraine, but they have caused a bad migraine in my feet.
Yeah, you don't get migraines from wearing high heel shoes.
Unless it's constricting or blood vessels.
Well, it's something about blood circulation and blood vessels.
I mean, I won't say never, because I have worn some terrible shoes. They just, for me personally, I've never caused
But it is. That's not as much the issue as trying to understand how it is that this is playing and why it is playing, and what the real issue is here. There are two issues. One of them, whether or not the discussion of a problem like this that a woman has is sexist. The discussion of the problem itself and migraine headaches, a fellow that used to work for me who had been a student of mine when I was teaching school and worked as my mechanic on the farm for 6 or 7 years, had migraine headaches about once a month. He'd be completely incapacitated and debilitated for 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah,
completely,
you basically have to stay in a
gone,
dark room.
Gone. Just gone. Mm-hmm. And he died of very abruptly of an aortic explosion.
Mm.
And I wonder, and I've asked Ken about this, and I'm not sure that I remember the answer, frankly. It seems to me that these things are related. If you have circulatory issues or problems, I do not believe the migraine causes that. I believe it's the other way around. But anybody, this is a good opportunity for us to have a national discussion about a problem that lots and lots and millions of people have this problem. Migraine headaches. Who has them? Okay. How do you get them?
So,
and how long do they last? Bring you up to speed on
I'm assuming that Michelle Bachmann has migraine headaches, and that's why we're talking about
Oh, you don't know
this.
The story?
Okay. I don't. So
this has been all over the place the last 24 to 48 hours. In essence, what is the problem is that Michelle Bachmann's staff, she apparently has alienated a number of people. Sounds like this is an epidemic. Newt Gingrich and many of these people alienate their staffs. And so three or four people who were on her staff have gone public with a claim that she suffers from debilitating migraines that take her out for 3-4 days at a time. The husband has to bring her to the hospital. She's on meds. And it is, the question they're raising is obviously they don't like her and they want people to think that she can't do the job. Whether that is or isn't the case, this is not, that is about her, but this discussion about migraines is not. I find that the lack of understanding people have. I mean, there are ancillary issues, Richie. Brian Ross, who's an ABC reporter, tried to get her to answer this question yesterday, and he was manhandled by her so-called bodyguards. And that's troubling that, in fact, she's got somebody. Or, I mean, at this point in the campaign, she's not entitled to.
At any point in the campaign, why would you have somebody manhandle her?
Well, is it because they're afraid they don't get it? They're afraid to answer the question. They're afraid that they'll by not answering the question, you create more questions. And so that's the political side of it. I just am more interested in the migraine itself and not necessarily about how her problem is being covered. Although I do think my question about whether it's sexist to focus it on her is one side of this. But in general, if you have migraines, how do you deal with them? 800-510-8255. What ought we to know that we don't know about this? All right. This is part of our focus. The other part of the hour is devoted to the space program. We've had much to say about that. If you're just joining us, the landing of the Atlantis within the last hour, we spent a good deal of time in the first half hour of this hour talking about the end of this program and what it means to America, and basically we were in disgust, frankly. Jim, what do you think?
Well, do you remember the movie Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks said, if Christopher Columbus would have never came back to this country, same thing with space. We need the space. We need to do more studies. We need. I mean, I remember the first man on the moon, and this means a lot to me to keep the space program going.
I think it means a lot to most Americans if you think it through. There are those who have said, okay, we don't need this anymore. They point to private enterprise and say the privates will do it. Yeah, to an extent, but they have their own agenda, and it isn't necessarily science and technology, it's making money. And making money is a wonderful thing, and we need to all be doing it and more of it so we can get the economy back in shape. But the other side of it is that there's something that happens for the greater good. And I think what we're discussing, Jim, the issue here is not just the space program, but our priorities. What are we spending the resources on? Do we agree that the space program is one of the most beneficial ways for us to spend the money that's extricated from us versus how it is spent to shore up governments, dictators, potentates, people that have, you know, not the support of their countries because we find it to be politically to our purpose, whatever the heck that is.
If you look at the fact that we've been taking over the Bin Laden. They've been, you know, harboring that guy, and we're still giving them our money.
Yeah, there's a lot of reason to question a lot of things that are done. Most people, when you ask them about this kind of foreign aid anyway, there are lots of different types of foreign aid, and some of them are very productive and very helpful and very good, not only for the people in their countries, but because Americans benefit from the work that's being done. But then there are other things that are very questionable, very much a part of our understanding what our priorities are. And it would seem even though we have a very diverse country, there are ways of establishing priorities that we can most of us agree on, hopefully anyway. So anyway, that's sort of the sum and substance of it. Thank you for your sharing. 800-510-8255. Richie?
Dudley?
Jennifer?
Dougie?
What about... who do you know who has migraines? Anybody in your family, Richie?
My friend Mindy does.
Yeah. How bad are they?
I used to work with someone who had migraines a lot.
She would get them pretty bad. And they were fairly regular. I mean, one a month at least, if not two.
And what'd you do about it?
Sleep.
Yeah. You just go away. And, yeah, you just can't go to sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Tylenol PM.
Yeah.
You know, type thing.
All right. Here's Roger in North Carolina. First-time caller with insight into migraines. Yes, Roger. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Well, yes, it's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
The subject, I don't have migraines, but I can relate to Michelle Bachmann or anybody. It's not racist, really. Migraines.
I didn't say it was racist. I asked whether it was sexist or not.
Sexist. Oh, sexist. Yeah. I'm so. Yeah, yeah. No, it's, well, I just had a cyst removed. It's about the size of a nickel.
Yeah.
And I was getting a headache, and it was getting down into my sinuses, and I have allergies and drainage and everything. I removed the cyst, it drained my sinuses. The sinuses can cause fluid buildup, can cause migraines. And,
yeah.
You know, I really think, you know, Newt Gingrich could have sinus headache from time to time. As long as you can concentrate 90% of the time, I don't think it interferes with your work at all.
And it doesn't interfere with yours?
No.
No.
It did. Well, once in a while it would if I have an allergy attack combined with something else, you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that experience. Jody is in Sumter, South Carolina, listening to Good Day. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Ma'am, oh, come on. People make that mistake all the time.
Oh, no. This is no ma'am. This
lady, you
sir.
Have a deep voice.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so Jody, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I probably, if I looked at this carefully, it says the subtext to my information about you says your wife has migraines, so I probably would have gotten the fact that Jody was a boy, and I've known some Jodys who were men, so apologies. Anyway, what's your experience with your wife?
Well, my wife had severe migraines, and what we found it was caused by is chlorine in the shower. When you heat chlorinated city water, the chlorine vapors, she inhaled them and caused migraines.
Migraines are often caused by allergies, to be sure. And if you are allergic, people that swim, now that you've mentioned that, I know I have, I don't use chlorine in my pool, but I know people who have had reactions to it. Now, two and two makes four, as you add your example, your description, your experience, it makes sense. How's she doing now? You just, how do you deal with that if you're in the same city?
We put a whole house water filter on, and she's fine. No problem.
There it is. All right. That's a very good story, Jody. Thank you for sharing your experience. 800-510-8255. You know what? I think we'll dispense with Dr. Ken, do a couple of things, and if we have time for another call or two on this, we'll get to it. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
I know. Here I go, Richie.
Okay. Go, go, go.
Here you go, Dougie.
I have now become a sort of person who uses... I love this tool. It's called the Internet. And this the whole business about this... We can thank Michelle Bachmann, not for her declaring herself. You may like her as a presidential candidate. Fine. That's swell. But this is a good subject to have before us, so we can understand what these are all about. So the first thing I did when I Googled migraine, you click on it, and what comes up? An ad for Relpax, which is some sort of a drug that you take. And there's also a section here on understanding migraines. And so let's see here. A migraine isn't just a bad headache. It's an intense throbbing pain. Some people become nauseous and sensitive to light and sound. Many researchers agree that a migraine occurs when swollen blood vessels, see? That's what happens. Allergies swell your blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly the ones around your brain press on the nerves of the brain, causing extreme pain. It's not clear what causes that to happen. Migraines are not all the same. Most of them occur without warning. Some people do get early signs, numbness or tingling in your lips, your face, or your hands, weakness in your arms or legs, difficulty on your in your ability to focus. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? Let's see here. 28 million people in the United States have migraines regularly. Migraines are most often seen in adults from 25 to 55 years of age. Women are three times more likely to have migraines than men are.
That's what I thought.
Isn't that interesting? About 50% of migraine sufferers don't even know that they're suffering migraine problems. Isn't that interesting? Three times more likely to happen with a woman than a man. Now, one would wonder why that is. Why do you think, Jennifer?
Women would say that men cause them, I think.
Yeah, exactly. We have to marry you people.
Yeah.
No, we don't have to do that. That is pretty interesting stuff, though, isn't it, huh? Well, we're interested in solving problems here on Good Day. Maybe this will help us a little solve the problems of what people don't know about migraines. 51 after on Good Day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Plus 20 is 50.
You're so smart.
Yes, it is. 53 and change past the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program, understanding what's going on in the world on this, do you believe it's Thursday already? Thursday morning. And it's technology time here on the Good Day program as we help you live a little bit better. A lot of things going on in the world of technology. Will you be dropping by Netflix when their monthly fee jumps from $10 to $16?
Ooh.
Who's on board with that? You knew that story, right, Richie?
Ooh,
we were talking about that earlier this week. Didn't know that Netflix.
You know, I heard that they were going up. But yeah. I didn't hear that. No.
Yeah, up to $16. Some people say they're going to.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's
to drop down to make us.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, we'll only
they
make
went to
$16,
$12. But their real job, they wanted to be $14, so
yeah.
They'll be heroes. They're, well, okay, we understand it's a problem for you. We'll be good guys. We'll lower it to $14. People will forget it was $10 and think, oh my God, this is better than $16. It's $14. And so do they pull that scam off? Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, will give you his predictions on that next on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Lots of talk over the last couple of weeks about the big Netflix price increase. If you haven't heard, the cost of renting one DVD at a time, plus unlimited streaming content over the internet, went up from $10 per month to $16. On one hand, this is a 60% price increase on what was widely considered a feel-good, warm and fuzzy service that always put consumers first. On the other hand, it's only an extra $6 per month, and you can choose to drop one or the other of the services, the DVD rental or the streaming, and actually pay less than you were paying before. Here's what I think. Netflix is one of the few companies that has consumer evangelists. They will overcome this uproar just fine. If Apple rolled its way to recent record-setting earnings after the iPhone 4 AntennaGate uproar, I think Netflix will be just fine here. Listen to all Technology Taylor Minutes at techtaylorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, what else is going on? The Taliban claims that reports of its leader, Mullah Omar's death were fabrications of somebody on the on the internet.
Taliban!
Yeah. Now, why would you think anyone would try to mislead people about the leader of the Taliban?
Taliban! I know.
Isn't that's a serious breach of
silly.
Something. Silly. Isn't it? Yeah, it is silly. Here's an interesting use of the new apps. How many? 350 million apps or something? We have an iPhone.
Something
app.
Crazy like that, yeah.
We have one. And you can go to TuneIn Radio for us, too, as well, on the Droid, which is more popular, right?
Yes, now, that's what we learned yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so now the anniversary of the Battle of Bull Run is being celebrated, and there's a new app that if you download it will put the battle in motion, not unlike what you would see today. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a spectacular reconstruction of U.S. Airways flight that went into the Hudson River. And this stuff on your iPad, the downloading of this app for the battle, is the same kind of application, Richie.
Bull Run is 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah, really.
Watch it and walk it at the same time.
Now I understand where all the bull comes from.
You got that
59
right.
Passed on Good Day.
And more.
Yeah.